Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. This is the season for the big roast, a time for festive dinners with close friends who enjoy a bit of hearty eating. And of all the big dishes you can have, the king of them all is the standing rib roast. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, this truly is an impressive dish to present to your guests, particularly since there are options on which meat to serve.
Yeah, I think the world of butchering is very confusing because there are so many different words for, you know, the same cut, and often on different animals, we refer to the same cut as something different.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a little confusing. So let's try and just work through it. The cut of meat we're talking about comes from basically directly behind the shoulder of what animal we're talking about. So once you're through the shoulder, then you actually get into the ribs and the piece of meat that's attached to them, which would be the roast. And so you have the same thing in beef, in lamb, and in pork, but we talk about them differently, and we tend to prepare them differently.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think everyone probably understands the good old beef standing rib roast.
Right.
But that is, honestly, is also considered a bone-in ribeye. I mean, so the roast, if it were cut into steaks, it would be a bone-in ribeye. If you remove the bone, it's a ribeye. So you got to keep in your mind, this is the ribeye, you know?
Right.
And it's just so happens that it hasn't been cut into steaks. It's left whole as a roast. And because it is so big, and if you do look at it from the side, you'll notice that, you know, it's not one muscle. There's sort of the center eye,
mm-hmm.
Which actually, if you were to cut that out and debone everything, that's referred to as the entrecote of beef. And it's quite delicious, as tender to me in my mind as filet mignon, but actually even more flavorful.
Sure.
A great way to prepare the standing rib roast is to actually cut the cap off, the other muscles from around the eye, and then lay a bunch of spices and garlic and rub in there, and then flap that back on and tie it.
Yeah, right.
So that you can roast the whole thing, but inside you've got all this greatness going on. When we go over to the world of pork, that standing rib roast now becomes called a rib rack. When there's no bones on it, it would just be called a pork loin. But with the bones on it, the traditional way to do it is to tie it into a circle and make a crown roast.
Yeah.
So it's the same cut. I mean, you could make a crown roast out of a piece of beef. It would just be huge, like the size of, you know.
It would be.
Right? I mean, so just because of the size of the animals. But so for the crown roast, the rack is cut on the bone side, you know, not where the meat is, to give it the ability to be wrapped around into a circle and tied. But again, you don't have to do that. You can roast it just as you roast the standing rib rack,
mm-hmm.
just with the bones down and the meat up. There's not as much of a cap on the pork, so it's hard to do that trick of pulling it back, but you can. But it ends up being such a great cut.
How about the lamb?
Yeah, that would be rack of lamb, is what we would refer to it as.
Right.
And most of the time when we see it in the store, there's been a bunch of the cap removed so the bones stick out.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a butcher, you should ask him for all that to be left on. It'll look exactly like a standing rib roast, just in a smaller version, and you would cook it the exact same way.
Regardless of which choice you make, it looks spectacular coming to
exactly.
the table.
Oh, yeah.
Well, folks, go out and try it. It's worth it. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.